Welcome to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love, brought to you by the Art of Love and Feminine Power Programs. Your hosts for the series are best-selling author Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, founder of Feminine Power. Welcome to our special bonus seminar highlights and live Q&A with Arielle and Claire.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Arielle, are you there?
I'm here. Claire, that was magnificent. I have heard your story many times, but I have to say, I got goosebumps hearing it again. So congratulations on the 10-year anniversary of the cosmic, blissful meeting of Craig and Claire. How wonderful.
It's amazing. It was about a 90-minute walk we went on, and I just realized this morning, like right now while the whole session's been going on, like this is exactly when it happened. Early evening in Germany on this exact day 10 years ago. So I'm feeling the magical soulmate field.
We're all feeling it. And I have to say, I was tuned in for your entire presentation this morning, and I just really want to acknowledge you for the brilliance that you have and the willingness that you have to share that brilliance on letting all of us strong, powerful creators, you know, understand the feminine of power approach to love and the feminine of power approach to life, because Lord knows we're not learning it anywhere else, and it's just so important. And I particularly loved your intention statements, you know, like those were just so good, to stand and be our own creators of that which we desire. I actually wrote it down on a post-it note. It's like my new mantra.
Yeah.
I am standing in my desires and the power of my intention. So, great job.
You know, this is just, and I want to maybe talk about this as part of our kind of highlights and recap, because this is something I want to underscore that I think is so important, because I think that most of us, like, you know, a rose doesn't need to intend to become itself, or an acorn doesn't need to intend to become an oak tree, but it does need fertile conditions of sunshine, rain, fertility in our life. And I think part of the confusion is it feels like that love is something that should organically happen for us. Right? Like we're you know, we should meet the person we're meant
but
to be with.
That's the fairy tale myth that everybody gets sold, you know, like once upon a time and up on the horse he comes and he'll intuitively know what to do, and it's just a fairy tale, you know.
Well,
real life doesn't happen that way. Just like your business doesn't become an overnight success because you want it to. You work hard for that.
And it's
different in love.
And the point I want to underscore that's so important is because that hasn't been our, you know, we've assumed it's going to be this way, and then we have an experience of all of the wrong partners, or it's a struggle, or we meet partners where we have a connection and it doesn't work out. The meaning that we've made about that is that we mustn't be good enough, or it mustn't be possible, or we're not worthy, or we're not meant to have love, or we're meant to be alone. As opposed to recognizing there have been a lot of forces in ourselves and in our larger world that has had us be shut down to possibility, you know, stuck in old limiting beliefs, showing up in ways that are pushing love away without us realizing it. And when we can become intentional and we can make those things conscious, we can create a different experience, in fact, very, very quickly. I had no idea when I set that intention how quickly it could possibly have come to be in my life. I think it was about 6 months from when I first began working with these intentions to when I actually met Craig on this day, which is not a lot of time.
Yeah.
When I'd been struggling for years, you know? So so you can be intentional. You know, it's not controlling. It's not being passive. It's actually another place to stand, which is as a creator of that which you desire.
Love that. Love that. And the thing that really popped up for me, because, you know, we can talk about how much we don't know and we didn't know, and it's not our fault, which it isn't. But Maya Angelou has that great line, when you know better, you do better. So now you know. You guys just heard this amazing story and what's possible and what potential you have. But if you don't take action, if you don't embody this and embrace this, then you will have no one to blame but yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the takeaway. You need, if you want to create this kind of soulmate love, this isn't something that for most of us just happens. It's something we need to consciously create. You have the power to do it. The thing that I want to also maybe talk about in the recap, Ariel, is to underscore, maybe get your experience of this too, about the part I was talking about this idea that, you know, it's not true that men are not attracted to powerful, conscious, spiritual women. It's that, you know, what men are not attracted to are women who can't receive their love, who are leading with their accomplishments, who are, you know, unable to reflect and celebrate successes in ways that empower them. What's been your experience of this? Because I know...
Well, that's definitely true. I mean, you know, if you're leading with your resume, then they're in the room with another guy. And what do two guys do when they get together? They get competitive, you know. So men are choosing women based on how they feel around them. You know, are they having fun? Is this somebody that they can win with? Or, you know, can they grow a life with them? Or do they want him as a business partner, which is a whole different consideration. So being, you know, being receptive to love, being interested and curious, you know, knowing that there's more to life than just work, you know, those are big things to bring to the table.
Yeah. So let's share about some of the other sessions today and that are coming up this weekend. Our brilliant...
Sure.
Amazing friend, Mary Morrissey. She's a sister cut from the same cloth of the
yes.
strong, powerful, creative, spiritual woman. You want to share about her story? I love Mary. She's
yeah.
amazing.
Oh, big, big Mary Morrissey fan. So, you know, she had a first marriage of 27 years, and they had lots of kids together. And then it just ended. She calls it a completion. The married part of their lives together ended, but they are still to this very day friends. But then a couple of years later, she married another man, fell in love with another man, and she didn't know he had this mental thing, this depression disorder. She had no idea. And what that did to her was it turned out that he turned out to be a pathological liar. He embezzled money from, she had 11 companies. She was devastated financially and publicly. She at that time had a very big church up in Oregon, a New Thought church, lost the church, had just a really horrible betrayal. But yet she didn't give up on love. And today she's now been with really her true soulmate, Joe, and they've been together 11 years, and she met him at the age of 55. And one of the ways she brought that about was, you know, as we all know about making soulmate wish lists, she had one, a list of 50 things that she wanted in a partner. But then she did something super smart. She made a second list of 50 things she was willing to be in order to have that level of partnership. So I thought that was
That's really feminine power.
That's really feminine power, right?
Yep.
But here's sort of the twist in her story. You know, they met and they connected over email for a year because they lived on different parts of the country. And then at one point, you know, he told her he was still raising two daughters. His previous wife had passed away. And she just knew that her days raising children were over. And when they finally met in person, she was actually at our friend Barbara Marks Hubbard's house in Santa Barbara, and she drove down to Thousand Oaks to meet Joe at a Starbucks. And the whole way there, she was rehearsing this story she was going to tell him about, you know, you're this great guy, but I'm done raising kids. And as she spoke with him, she basically heard a voice inside herself which said, oh, my God, I'm going to raise two more kids. And she now says this has been the very best era of her whole life. So her story is really, really inspiring to know that at the age of 55, big, big love is possible all over again.
And they're an amazing, amazing couple. Well, you feel like they've been together for 30 years, how bonded they are, how partnered they are.
Yeah, they're just amazing together. And then tomorrow, our other success story is with my friend Shanda Sumter. And Shanda has this big, big business called Heartcore Business. She's a real go-getter, you know, seven-figure income, triathlete, all of this. And she talks about this relationship she had with this guy who was very spiritual, very handsome, and told her right away, I never want to get married and I never want to have kids. And yet, in spite of knowing that she wanted to get married and have kids, she spent 3 years with him and ended up getting engaged until she discovered that he was cheating on her. All right? So she crossed every red flag, every boundary, and at that point she just decided, you know what? There's just no good men out there, you know. They're all lazy, they're all this, they're all that. And then she finally got to the point with, you know what, it must be me. And she started doing some really, really big work on herself. And I can say that today she's happily married, she's got a little baby, and she said the reason is this, is that she went and got mentorship. Just like she gets mentored in business and she mentors other women in business, she knew she needed a love mentor, and that's what she got. And in 90 days, she committed she was going to find her husband and baby daddy in 90 days, and on like day 89, she found him on Tinder, of all things.
Well, that's one of the things we're going to get to when we get to the part about meeting and making connections. You don't want to rule anywhere out. You know, I love what our friend Evan says, like when people ask about which online dating app is the best one to work with, he's saying that's like asking what's the best gym to go to get fit. Like you can benefit from all channels, but it's knowing how to sort and navigate those channels
right.
Really effectively, right? That is really the key to those things. So it's not that you. I actually know another woman who met her now husband on Tinder, who Verinda Norman, who is also Verinda met her husband on Tinder. They're engaged.
This was like a few months ago.
I know.
Oh, that's so
cool. She just
posted
their announcement and their engagement pictures on Facebook.
There's one other thing I have to tell you that Shanda did that I thought was so cool. So she had four non-negotiable items, and I just want to say what they are for people because I was really impressed with them. So her first one was he had to believe in God. So it didn't matter what kind, but having a belief in spirit and God was non-negotiable for her. He needed to have unbreakable integrity. She wanted someone who really, really believed in family. And finally, he had to be a triathlete, which he is. He just did the Ironman. So on their very first date, he brought up the subject of his must-haves. And they were almost identical to hers. So she knew by the end of the day that she met him that he was the one.
Wow. Well, that's the power
great.
Of clarity. And
The
power of clarity. It enables you, you know, if the worst thing you can do is to start dating without having clarity in many ways.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's like walking into Starbucks and just saying to the guy, hey, I'm thirsty.
Right.
And they'll just look at you, and they'll hand you something, but, you know, if you want it.
You're like, but I don't want that, or I don't want that, you know. Life doesn't want me to have my thirst quenched, so.
But that's what I'll be talking about tomorrow in my session. You know, the law of attraction is so powerful, and it's always, always working, whether you're aware of it or not. So if you're walking around with mixed messages or you're unclear, you're just going to keep getting unclear, as opposed to like, you know what, this is what my soul is calling for.
So your session tomorrow on the Master Love Manifestation Keys, I had the honor and privilege of hosting you for this, Arielle. In my years of working with you in these events and listening to your programs, I've never heard you give such a succinct, concise integration of every, like all of the power of love manifesting magic and mojo and tools. And I want to encourage everyone to attend tomorrow and not miss this, because there really are some key approaches to getting the forces of the universe to work with you. And Arielle, you're one of the most powerful manifestors I know and have the most love magic. So getting those manifestation tools from the love queen herself is a really powerful thing that's going to support you on your path to love. So make sure you join
yes,
in
it's
tomorrow.
It's so fun, and it's not that hard. That's the great thing about it.
Well, that's,
you don't have to.
That's the surprising thing. It's not that hard. It's actually not that hard. It feels, when you're in non-possibility and you don't know how, it feels like, this is, but it's actually not that hard to create. So I love the things that you shared in your seminar. And it really is a very comprehensive step-by-step process that you took people through to awaken their manifesting power too. So we'll talk more about that on Monday night. But let's maybe transition and open it up for live coaching and questions. Before we do that, I want to remind everyone just how the series works if you're with us for the first time today on one of these live events. So every day through next Thursday, you're going to receive a daily email with the events for that day and the access to the live webpage. Each of the seminars for each of the days in the series is going to be broadcast for free for 24 hours. You can click on the link in the emails, or you can scroll right down the program page right now, and you're going to see the entire program of keynotes, panels, success stories. Every day we have a couple of keynote talks with the world's leading luminaries, relationship experts on a different aspect of our five keys for conscious women to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. We really put together a program that covers all of the different aspects of this. So there's a keynote. There's also a panel that will enable you to go deeper to integrate and apply a lot of the themes that you'll be discovering in the keynotes. And there's also every day an inspiring success story of one of the most powerful women in the personal growth industry, like you've never heard her before, sharing about how she applied many of the tools and processes that we're sharing with you in the series to her life and created a soulmate relationship in her 40s, 50s, and even in her 60s. So these stories are really important to listen to because they're an imprint, they're role models, they activate, and they open possibility. So as I mentioned, the series will be broadcast. You can listen for free for 24 hours. We know you're really busy, and we know that most of you are going to want to listen to these sessions again and have the transcript so that you can go back and listen to integrate them for yourself, to share them with your girlfriends, your sister, your aunt, or the women in your life. And for that reason, we have created some very exciting upgrade options that will give you access to the entire series, as well as some fantastic bonuses. I'll be sharing more about those at the end of our Q&A today. But one of the bonuses is that you'll have the opportunity in these live Q&A calls to actually be coached live by us on the phone and ask questions. It's free for everyone to listen, but if you'd like to ask questions and be coached by us, you can just upgrade one of the packages, and you'll have special access to be able to dial in and work with us directly. We love working with you. We've coached and mentored tens of thousands of women over the past decade between us, and we're excited to get to know you, to take your questions, to work with you, to help you to integrate and apply these discoveries to create this kind of soulmate lifelong love in your life as well. You can find out the details. Everything is on the page. Just scroll down. It's all there. So let's dive into our live Q&A, Ariel.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. So if you have a question for us and you'd like to receive some coaching, go ahead and press star 2 on your keypad. You need to dial in. You need to dial in as a platinum or gold subscriber and press star 2, and you will get us live on the phone. Okay. Hi. Who's calling from 513 area code in Miami? Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, who's there?
It's Natalie.
Hey, Natalie, go right ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, I would just love your reflection on this. I have been separated for almost 7 years and working on a divorce, and I really had the belief that it was important to be divorced before I moved into the relationship, And so for 6 years, I was really focusing on some healing from the separation and the disintegration of my relationship, and then also from an injury that I had incurred and working on my health. And then last year, I felt really ready to step into the dating world and went on a few dates. And then I met this man who, I was listening to the different stories throughout the Art of Love series, and I feel like I was that person who was really able to show up fully authentically and fully in who I was and who I am. And I felt like he really did too. And we had this amazing soul connection, which I've heard you guys talk about. And then interestingly, I also in the back of my head had this niggly, you know, I'm not ready because I'm not divorced. I should be divorced. And he had been only recently separated for just coming on a year. And so there's also that little niggly. And then and he was, you know, lean into this, this, you know, it's amazing. And then after being together, he just decided to suddenly call it off. And it was really surprising to me. And so now I've heard the stories about the prince and the king, and that really makes sense to me. And at the same time, I still really feel connected to this man, and I've been working on just letting him go, and we still are in friendship. And so I just wanted to maybe get some support of how to just continue to deepen my journey to really connecting with that soul, you know, that soul flame, because I really am committed to it, and I don't know whether or not I just need to fully let this man go so I can open up the space for the king to arrive, or if I need to continue to nurture this friendship and just see where it does end up taking us.
So where are things at right now in terms of what the current status of the relationship is?
We talk on the phone every once in a while and just check in with each other. We've seen each other just a couple of times, well, a few times, and we have been intimate together, and we have not been intimate together on some of those times.
Uh-huh. So yeah. you're connected with someone that you have a lot of feelings for. You're not in a committed relationship.
No.
Right? And so your desire is for a committed relationship with someone who can meet you in every way, right?
Yes.
Tell me more about that. What's the desire or the vision for what you most want to create?
I think I know for sure somebody who would love me completely and fully, and who'd walk with me and who'd want to Yeah, who'd have that want to be with me? Who'd have that desire to grow with me and to love on myself and my children and to support me in what I'm doing and the way I'm living and the things that I believe in and.
Right, so it's getting this sense of, so if you just put that to one side and you step back and you get a sense of, well, who am I for my beloved? I'm really the love of his life. And who is he for me? He's someone who is deeply committed and excited about creating a life together and what's possible for us together. Mm-hmm. And so what happens, like, so in terms of creating that, really stepping into that, if you were to, you know, if you really step into that and have a sense of yourself as worthy, as deserving, what would be the healthy and natural response if a man is not showing up in a way that really recognizes you, values you, or honors you? What would be the natural response if you were connected to that center of your own authentic value? It would probably be to get turned off.
Yes.
Right? So if there's if the response is heartache, addiction, yearning, wanting, that's a signal that you have something else running there. In the connection. Does that make sense? Because if you're really connected with that knowingness of your value, a man shows up who's not seeing you, meeting you, honoring you, the natural sense is, oh, this isn't, I'm not really interested in this.
Yeah.
It's like to start to have feelings from power center of like being turned off and losing interest as opposed to feeling unworthy or feeling wanting or feeling aching, you know, kind of having that kind of aching yearning, right? So
yes, and I definitely experienced that with that relationship, and I can feel that shift. And at the same time, I value our interaction, and so I don't.
You can be open to being re-inspired, right?
Okay.
You can be open to being re-inspired. You can be open to, right? So it's not so I'm all open to this person who is not showing up for me or I'm totally shut down to them. It's like, well, right now I know who I am and what I desire and what I'm creating, and I'm open to receive that. And currently he's not showing up in a way that's inspiring me to want to invest in the relationship. That might change. But in the meantime, I'm really, you know, I know what I'm creating and I know what I'm willing to accept and what I'm not willing to accept. And this doesn't inspire me.
So step into what inspires and step back from.
Yeah, see, that's part
what
of.
What doesn't inspire.
You know, that's part of, I think, stepping into this sense of our power. And where we're not necessarily trying to control the process, but we're letting our own authentic response from power center guide our actions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that's a confusing part for me is that I feel that I'm allowing myself to be guided in that way, and it feels really vulnerable when I go heady. Like when I go inside of my head and that's where I wonder, you know, do I really just need to, and that's why I'm calling in, do I really need to just step back and just cut everything off, or do I continue to just like trust those moments where, and I'm not saying inspired, like, oh, I'm going to sleep with him. I'm saying inspired, like.
You don't need to make a grand statement. You can just, like, you know, let your – you don't have to say, I'm not going to see you again because you're not showing up. You don't have to make that explicit. You can just check in with yourself and notice, are you inspired? Are you not inspired? Don't invest in the relationship with him if you don't feel inspired, if you don't feel, you know, valued.
Yeah.
Right? And if he starts showing up in a way that's like really present and you feel, and you check in with yourself and you feel really good about it, then show up and give a little to generate it. Does that make sense? But it's not making his behavior about you, and somehow if you're going to change, that's going to determine how he's going to show up differently.
Yes, I just get to show up who I am, the way I am.
Yeah, and what you desire and what you want to create, and notice and trust your own natural responses. So if you connect with your own response, you don't feel met, you don't feel seen, you don't feel really, you know, like inspired, even though there's like a kind of an ache and a yearning and a wanting. So let that just be your natural response. So the natural response is to not put any energy into trying to generate anything with this person.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right? But to really open and expand and be available for someone who might, you know, show up in a way that can really meet what it is that you want to create, knowing that he's out there.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Not being in any sense of scarcity.
That's right. And I do believe that. I really do.
Right?
Believe that.
So it's just coming back to power center and then having your actions really show up in ways that are aligned with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So glad you're with us. Much love.
Hey, Claire, I've got an incoming question here.
Great. From Katie?
Yes, from
awesome.
Katie.
Awesome. Yes. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie. Says, last year when I ended my marriage, I rededicated a ring I had bought several years before as a replacement to my lost wedding ring to signify my own uncompromising love for myself. This was to counter long-standing patterns of disappearing myself in relationships. I love the ring and have loved wearing it. As a result of my interest now in becoming truly receptive to love, I'm wondering if it would be in my best interest to take it off. Yes, Katie, stop wearing this ring. And here's why. Regardless of the fact that you bought it or you had a purpose for it, you did, in fact, wear it as a wedding ring for a long time while you were still with your husband. And as most of us know, metals, whether it's gold, platinum, silver, and gemstones, from diamonds to turquoise to every other kind of stone, all hold energy. So not only are you holding the energy of your former marriage with this ring, on an unconscious level, there's a part of your brain that connects that ring to having it been a wedding ring. So for me, my opinion about this, there's no real science I can give you, but my opinion is that it would be best for you not to wear this ring right now. In fact, I wouldn't even have it in your home. If you're not willing to sell it or give it away, then I would put it in a bank vault or with a trusted friend. But really, until you are happily ensconced with your new soulmate, I don't believe you should be wearing this ring. And this goes for anybody. I know a lot of women, after they leave a marriage, will repurpose the diamond from their engagement ring, and then they'll wear it every day as a necklace or some other piece of jewelry. And I think that's a really, really bad idea. The other thing I've seen people do is that they move their diamond rings or their rings that a former lover or husband gave them and wear them on their right hand. And the truth is, it doesn't register for men that you're wearing something that looks like a wedding ring on your right hand. They're not seeing left hand, right hand. They're just seeing, oh, ring finger, ring, she's got somebody. So I hope that answers your question.
That's really great advice. Thanks, Katie. I'm going to really have a ritual of completion with that ring, holding that space for you. So there's another question here coming in, Ariel.
Yes.
You can shed some light on this. So Maria says, I met my soulmate. I couldn't open my heart to receive his love. He's in the U.S. and the U.K. I feel so desperate now to be with him, but I feel like it's too late, and I don't know how to reconnect with him in the right way.
So she's in the U.K. He's in the U.S. That's a huge geographical difference. They're not currently together. And the truth is, he could be a soulmate, but can he be a life partner? You know, she's not. I don't know if she's willing to move to the UK. I don't know enough about the situation. What I do know for sure is that we all have many, many, many possible romantic soulmates. And part of being with a soulmate is this feeling of connectedness, and we're meant to be together. But the bigger part of it is, you know, can they be your life partner? Can you actually share your life together? So I would say that's the first thing you have to really look at. Even if he wants you back and wants to be with you, are you willing and can you relocate for love? So that's about as much as I can offer with this little amount of information.
Yeah, do you, well, and I want to underscore this. This is one of the key takeaways from this whole series. Like, to be happy in love, you need someone that you share a soulmate connection with, right? So there is an amazing chemistry and sense of meeting. But you also share the same values, and you share the same vision, and you want the same things out of life. And you both have the capacity to love each other. So you need all of those things together to be happy in love. So you want to maybe look at, you know, whether or not, you know, whether or not you have those things in common, and whether or not he has the skills to show up as a life partner. We went through that in the first kickoff session on Amplify Your Love Manifesting Power. We shared a lot of those qualities. We encourage you to go back and listen to that. But it's something to underscore. To have a happy, fulfilling, loving, healthy, committed relationship, you need a soulmate connection, you need shared vision, you need shared values, and you both need to have the skills and capacities of being great life partners. You bring all of that together, that's a recipe for happily ever after. So, another question coming in from Jane. Jane in Idlewild.
So she's saying, relating to the ring question, what about after a divorce? We keep the house and all the ex's energy is in the house. Should I move? So, Jane, there's a couple of things to know. If you really like the house and you want to stay in the house, then what you need to do is clear his energy out of the house. And I would suggest that you would work with a professional energy workers. A lot of feng shui experts have this ability to really clear the energy. Or you can do it yourself, but you need to be, you really need to train yourself for it. You can do it by using white sage and finding a day where you can spend several hours saging the house, every inch of the house, to get his energy out of it. And if you're going to stay in the house, I would absolutely encourage you to get a new bed, not just new sheets, but an entirely new bed. But yes, you can stay there, because the house isn't going to hold energy quite as intensely as metals and gemstones do, which are on your body. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, that's such great advice, Arielle. Thank you so much for that. Let's take another caller here. Who is calling from Columbus, Ohio? Hello? 614.
Hi,
who's there?
Yes. This is Susan. I just wanted to say so much. I want to say thank you. You said to listen to this, and I wanted to say thank you. I felt like you were telling my story, and I cried when you cleared, when you said clear it. I was totally bawling over here, so I just wanted to say thank you. It was amazing.
Thank you, Susan. We're both giving you a big virtual hug. So happy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Love.
That's all I wanted to say, because it was
you,
just
love.
So touching.
Thank
and
you.
And I did visualize him this morning, so I know someone's coming.
Oh, I'm so moved.
Extend
all the magic of this special day to you and to everyone here for manifesting this kind of love. Thank you. Thanks so
You're
much
welcome,
for saying that.
Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm so moved. Who's calling from Glendale? Hello, 818.
Hello?
Hi, who's there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes. Hi.
This is Lala.
Hi, Lala. Go right ahead.
Yes, I would like if you are able to talk more about receptivity, I think I have noticed like a pattern around my relationship. Like I have noticed that, you know, I will have men attracted to me, and then they are kind of around me, but it's but it doesn't go to the next stage. So so I don't know. I noticed also some when you were talking about the control, I noticed that that I do have. I think I'm working on that to let go of the control of the outcome. So I was wondering if you can talk more about it, or if you have any insights, deeper insights.
Well, so what is it that you most want to create in love? Tell me your vision, what you're creating.
I think more deeper connection, being seen deeply.
Yeah.
Not just physically.
Mm-hmm. Being seen. So being seen for who you are, that's huge.
Yeah.
So the practice that's going to be most powerful for you. So this is something I want to really talk about in terms of visibility or the experience of being seen.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a common pattern for us as women where we feel like we're invisible and our inner life is not really known. So, you know, if you have the experience of you're with someone but you still feel alone, this is like the experience of being invisible. So part of the old assumption inside of this invisibility pattern is that if we're seen, if we're really loved, someone's going to find their way into our world and be able to intuit our feelings, our needs, our desires, and know how to fulfill them without us doing anything other than just being ourselves. Right? Like that,
right.
To me, that used to be my ultimate fantasy. I would just meet someone and I wouldn't have to say anything and they would just know. And I thought, like, someone who really loved me would.
But yeah, I really would resonate with that when you were talking
right?
about
so,
it. Yes.
Okay, so, but that's not actually true. See, the huge shift to break out of invisibility is to take responsibility for presencing yourself. So you're going to give up waiting for someone to find their way into your world and actually take responsibility to make yourself visible. So this is really what I teach and go into a lot in Feminine Power at a very deep level. But, you know, the very quick express version of this today is, so firstly, you know, it's becoming visible to yourself. So you're connecting with yourself. You're connecting with asking yourself, what do I feel? What do I need? What do I desire? And you're not waiting for the other person to sense or intuit that about you, even though you might have the ability to really do that for other people. See, that's part of the invisibility pattern, is that we have superpowers where we can feel and sense into other people and know
exactly
what they need.
Like,
and it's very confusing that no one can do this for us, right?
Yeah.
But this is not... You know, other people are not, it's not that other people, the belief about others is they're selfish and they don't care about me inside that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not actually true, because the thing is, you know, not everybody has that skill. And so, you know, the measure of whether or not someone cares about you or is interested in you is for you to take responsibility for letting them know what you feel, what you need, and what you desire, and see how they respond, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the power statement for breaking up the invisibility. Is like, you know, the way for me to tell how much someone cares about me is not to wait for them to intuit my feelings and needs. It's to tell them, it's to share with them vulnerably what I feel, what I need, and what I desire, and see how they respond. Right?
Right?
So for you to break out of this pattern and have the experience of being seen and known, you will need to start actually taking response, giving up for all time the hope that someone is going to come and find their way into your world and intuit your feelings, needs, and desires. It's never going to happen.
Mm.
And take responsibility instead for presencing yourself and sharing your inner experience with others. And what is going to happen is you will meet someone who deeply cares and is incredibly interested in doing that. And when you do that, you'll actually have and generate the experience of being seen and known at the deepest level.
Right.
So yeah. Just even baby steps, right? Like start connecting and talking to yourself and saying, Lala, what do you feel? What do you need? What do you desire? What do you think? And then start taking the risk to start sharing that with everyone you're with, whether it's girlfriends or people you're mm-hmm. dating. Start actually taking responsibility to presence yourself, not waiting for people to find their way into your world. Okay?
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much. It's
all right.
I have been so much like, I kind of became so good like hiding it, you know.
Yeah.
My deeper, like, you know, yearnings and desires. And
yeah.
So it's like having this kind of a block, I think, like, you know, to express it for myself instead of just, you know, because I really can intuit and feel what other people, you know, feel. And then,
well, you get to keep that gift, but you can have that, you can generate being seen yourself by shifting and taking responsibility in that way. So I'm excited for you, Lala.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire, so much. Thank you.
Much love. Bye. Okay, so let's see here on the line, who is calling from, is it Sarah in Santa Rosa? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is that Sarah?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. So I was, you know, one of my weaknesses, and I appreciated that in the talk today about showing up fully and with the whole visibility theme as well for me, that I've had 5 abortions and I still really want to have kids. And it's this, I've done tons of healing work around it and I'm in a pretty good place, but I still find that I have grief over that, especially, you know, I feel like until I have a baby. And so, and I have a huge issue of, I don't know if issue is the right word, but I feel unsafe to tell the story. And I also feel like, I don't know, it's very challenging for me to share this with men or anybody. And I feel like I have a very powerful story that probably a lot of people experience. But I can see where it's a block or it freaks men out. And you know, maybe that's, they're just not the right people. But I don't know if that's clear, but expressing this huge thing that I sometimes have grief about, it just comes up and it's, this experience is part of who I am,
mm-hmm.
who I've become.
So, Sarah, so I just want to take a moment just to, for all of us, you're sharing something that's incredibly vulnerable with all of us here in this group. And so I want to invite, you know, if we were all together live in person, and invite us all to come in and just gather a little closer around you. And just take a nice deep breath and really hold a space for, I think for all of us who've had this experience and whatever your own beliefs are about abortion, if you're here on this call, just suspending those and just recognizing that this is a very complex issue and complex time for us as women, as we're navigating this very new landscape that we're in and that we're a part of. And I think we want to just all be really with your experience, Sarah, and really supporting you with this. And so I think to be able to answer and respond to any issues that we're working with or blocks or barriers that are in our way,
I think the most powerful place to start is to ask, well, where is it we're going and what is it that we want to create? You know, what is it that you're most desiring to create in a life partnership with someone?
A baby.
Uh-huh. Well, but what else in the relationship?
Deep connection, being seen, creative expression, a home,
mm-hmm.
Growing food, making medicine, being joyful, music.
Yeah. And so if you expand into that vision and you get a sense of who are you for your beloved, who are you for your beloved?
I'm all those things.
You are the space of love, of partnership, of creativity,
mm-hmm.
of joy, of groundedness, of family. That's who you
mm-hmm.
are. And
yeah.
who is your beloved for you?
A powerful king who can stand by me. And hold that space for those things too, and you know, in a masculine way.
Is he daunted by? Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, he's not daunted.
Is he daunted by your sexual history? Because this is, I mean, you know, whether it's about abortion or anything else, it's like, you know, is
mm-hmm.
the man I'm going to be with be daunted by my sexual history at all?
No.
Right?
No.
That's the deeper truth.
Yeah.
The deeper truth is the person I'm really here to be with and can serve and contribute to is not going to be daunted by my sexual history. The deeper truth is that that the person I'm meant to be with will recognize and hold and appreciate and value and unconditionally love me for who I am,
mm-hmm.
and nothing in my history is a barrier to the love between us that we're creating. Can't you feel that's the deeper
mm-hmm.
truth?
Yes, and I can see there's this discernment piece of when and how and who I share
yeah.
this information with.
Well, so that's what I want to come back to is like when you're in power center and you know this about who you are
mm-hmm.
and you know this about who your beloved is, you can see that a conversation about the deep details of your sexual history and you know, feelings of, you know, that you have around it, that, you know, this is something to share in a very tight container of a committed, bonded partnership with someone you've really assessed is this potential partner.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah, I hear that. Thank you.
And that you don't need to share this with someone in advance, you know? It's almost inside
mm-hmm.
the old belief, I'm going to be rejected for this, that would have you, like,
yeah.
share it in ways that are, like, really, you know, with people you haven't assessed or even qualified to be your life partner, that you're going to, you know, do you see what I'm saying? Like, so that's part of that old, I'd say, that sharing that out of context and then being rejected for it, like, that's just part of that an old pattern that you can just let go
yeah.
of right now.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Thank you.
yeah. And for all of us, I really want to hold any shame in our sexual history, whether it's abuse, whether it's abortion, whether it's, you know, having had a lot of different partners, that there's nothing in our sexual history that's a barrier to creating a sacred, holy sexual relationship that's committed, bonded, where we are loved, we are held unconditionally at the deepest level for all of us. And for all of us together right now in the circle as we're standing around you and you're letting go of that, we're all of us releasing that too. Thank
Beautiful.
You. Thank you,
yeah,
Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much love. Okay. Wow. Powerful. Deep.
Let's see here if there are any questions coming in over the webcast here. Caller, this is Caller in Colorado. Ariel, maybe you can share this one, answer this one. Why is chemistry important? Why does chemistry matter?
Why does chemistry matter? Well, that's the polarity. That's the attraction. That's part of what draws us together. So, you know, otherwise it doesn't matter. You could just like, oh, that's a male of the appropriate age and seems to be okay. I'll choose him. But part of chemistry is sort of, you know, God speaking to us, check this one out. Now, it's not saying just because you have chemistry doesn't say he's the one, but it is a way to start the process, you know. So there's got to be some level of chemistry. And it doesn't have to be instant. And most of the time for most women, it is not instant. But if you're going to have a long-term relationship with somebody, chemistry is definitely an important piece of the pie.
Yeah, well, it is in the only relationship that is a sexual relationship, having sexual attraction is actually important. Now, that's not to say that you won't need to do things to keep sexual attraction alive in a marriage. I mean, these are the things that we've gone into in the Art of Love series over the years for relationships and for couples. And there are a lot of questions that are coming up about that we really go into in these other seminars that will be available as part of our Art of Love Inner Circle. I'll be sharing more information about that in just a moment. But I'd love to end with this one today coming in from Rachel in New York, because, Ariel, you've written a brilliant new book that covers this exact topic called Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate. For anyone who is married who doesn't feel like they're with their soulmate or a soulmate connection, it's a lot of the practices in that book are a really great place to start. Rachel shares, I married someone very young who I deeply believe is not my soulmate. Now, 20 years later, I still feel that someone else may be out there, and this makes me so deeply sad since I have two children and I don't want to make them suffer the consequences of my actions. Can you share your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so if there was a time when you believed that this person was your soulmate and you've lost touch with those feelings, it doesn't mean that they weren't or that they're still not. But what I would encourage you to do is commit to spending the next 6 months to taking baby steps to see if you can reignite and re-envision the relationship that you have, and in Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate, I actually give you 16 specific exercises. But the one that I'll share with you today is quite a simple one. I would get yourself into a neutral state about your partner, just very neutral. You're not, you know, super happy with them, but you're also not super angry with them. Get neutral. And then start making a list of the things that you initially fell in love with, the things that you were attracted to, the things that you did together, the behaviors that you witnessed. Tap into those old memories. And then sit down and write them a beautiful love letter. You know, a love letter of, I was just thinking back to our early days when we did this and when we did that and how much fun we had together. And I remember the time after our first child was born when you did this. And see if you can just do it as an acknowledgement thing. You're not making any promises for the future, but you're just presencing for yourself and for them all the good that was there in the early days. And then you take that letter and you put it in a beautiful I love you just because card and put it someplace where they'll find it where you're not around. But it will definitely open up a conversation. And maybe the conversation is around, you know, maybe it's time for us to consider some couples therapy, you know, because there's probably 20 years worth of upset, disappointment, and frustration that hasn't been properly or fully expressed. But it may be time for a third party to help you figure it out. Or you can just go through some of the other steps in the book, Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate. And you know, I would highly recommend that as a first step. The other thing is, yesterday we were talking, Claire, about our friend Dr. Helen Fisher at Rutgers University, one of the world's great leading researchers on love and brain chemistry. And she shares that that the chemicals that had us fall in love with somebody in the first place are still there, and that they can be released once you're letting go of some of the old hurts and the old disappointments, so you can fall in love with your mate again. Now, the other part of this is it may be that this relationship has reached its expiration date. If it's at a point where you're 100% certain, not 80%, 100% certain that it's more painful to live with them and to try and fix it than it is to stay, then it may be just a sign, like we talked about earlier with Mary Morrissey, that the relationship's complete. But there's no way to really know that today. So my best advice to you is to commit to 6 months of taking baby steps to really explore it.
Yeah, that's such wonderful advice and such fantastic resources. And Turn Your Mate into Your Soulmate. It's on available on Amazon and all great bookstores. Arielle, thank you for sharing that. And all of the wisdom in the book is just magnificent. So thank you, beloved, amazing Art of Love community. So happy to have shared this special day with you. And we have exciting seminars coming up. My seminar is going to be streaming all day today if you want to listen again and do those exercises again and write things down. Tomorrow, Arielle's session is going to be on the Master Love Manifesting Keys. Make sure you listen to that and listen to our other sessions that are coming up. As I mentioned at the start, how it works, every day you'll receive an email that has access for 24 hours for the live streaming of that day's sessions, and we're going to be going through next Thursday. And we know that you're busy and that you also might want to go back and listen to these sessions again and share them with the women in your life, and for that reason we have created two absolutely extraordinary upgrade options that I want to take a moment to share with you about those. And if you've already ordered the gold upgrade, I want to share about the opportunity to upgrade to the platinum package as well. So please do stay on with us as I'm going to share about both of those opportunities right now for a few moments before we end. If you scroll down to the bottom of your event page, or if you are on the access page for this Q&A, you'll see it right below the player. If you scroll down, you'll see an outline of what's available in our gold package. So when you upgrade to our gold soulmate package, you'll be able to download your entire personal copy of the entire series. So all of the keynotes, all of the panels, all of the women's success stories. You're going to receive PDF, beautifully laid out PDF transcripts of all of the sessions. So if you thought that Marianne said something that was just brilliant, or you love something in my session, or what Dr. John Gray said, or what Dr. Amir Levine said, or the Is He Worthy of Your Love panel said, or what Arielle said tomorrow, you're going to get the transcripts to be able to just highlight, go back. You're going to be able to listen again. There's a lot of meditations and practices that will really support you to integrate this. And you can listen on your iPhone, on your computer, on any tablet. And it's an amazing way for you to keep the power and energy alive, going back and listening to the audios again. You'll also have the opportunity to ask questions live and be coached live by us on our remaining 4 live coaching call sessions, and access the recordings to the other Q&A questions. If you found this coaching call really valuable, the first two we shared had really great questions and answers to a lot of the most frequently asked questions that women in our community are having in applying this to our life. Plus, you'll also receive 5 additional sessions that are going to support you to integrate and apply what you're learning from the series. There's a bonus session with Marianne about how you can prepare for love as a spiritual adventure. I'm going to be hosting a live workshop with the brilliant and amazing David Kessler, one of the world experts on heart healing and grief. If you feel like you are really still in the loss or the heartache from an old relationship, we're going to be doing a live workshop right after the series ends that will give you the opportunity to heal your heart and open up to the possibility for a deeper love than ever possible. We're going to do that live. It's going to be an extraordinary session. You'll be able to access that. There is also one of the best seminars ever from John Gray and Alison Armstrong on the things that men and women need to know about each other to create thriving relationships. And also a session on dating divorced men, which if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, or beyond, chances are you're going to meet a man who has had other relationships, might have exes or children from a previous marriage, how to navigate all of those things as well. The bonuses are valued at over $700. The entire package is valued at over $2,000, and the regular price will be around $300 that we'll be offering this product for sale after the series is over. During the series only, you can order and download and get the entire seminar series as well as these bonuses for only $97. If you're cold to that, I want to encourage you to go and order and upgrade so that you can participate in the rest of the live Q&As as well. And in the Platinum Package, what you're going to receive, you'll get everything that I just mentioned in the Gold Package, plus you'll be able to access an additional $5,000 worth of bonuses. And I'm going to share why these additional Platinum bonuses are so valuable and so important, and why we've priced them like this, because we want to give you access to them. So in addition to accessing the entire series and Q&As and bonuses, you're also going to receive access to a brand new membership that Ariel and I have created called the Inner Circle, the Art of Love Inner Circle membership. And what you're going to get access to as part of that membership is what we call the Love Manifesting Vault of over 100 seminars on both attracting extraordinary love as well as sustaining love. So if you have a lot of questions that are not just to do with attracting love, but you're already in a relationship, or you need to let go of a love, or you want to improve your communication skills, or you want to figure out whether or not you should stay or you should leave the relationship that you're in. There are over 100 seminars with the world's leading relationship experts hosted by Ariel and myself over the years. It's the best of the best in this collection. And, you know, regardless of how specific your issue is, chances are we have a seminar in those archives that you'll be able to live stream, listen to in the moment, and get the best support in the world for whatever problem or challenge you're experiencing in the different aspects of navigating relationships. So you'll get access to that entire vault to listen to anytime. You'll also get access to a monthly live brand new masterclass where we're going to bring in different experts brand new every month. We'll be doing a live seminar for an hour and then a workshop where you can integrate and apply it. We're going to be going deeper into some of the most popular areas in the series, like transforming core beliefs or around love and around relationship, around marriage, or, you know, really writing your online dating profile where you'll actually leave the workshop with the profile that is right to attract a conscious partner. We're going to be bringing you the best of the best material, you know, experts, and you'll have monthly live with us where we'll be together as a community in a private online forum, so you'll have that a community support. It's one of the most important things that you can do. And our summer series, we're going to call it the Summer of Love. We're going to be doing amazing sessions for the first 3 months after the series. You can upgrade to Platinum. You'll also access a brand new video workshop we're going to be doing where I'm bringing together the best of my feminine power magic and Ariel's love manifesting magic. We're going to do a session right after the series on feminine power and love manifesting together, where we're going to kind of combine our different love manifesting powers into one session together. So you'll receive all of that. As I mentioned, it's an extra $5,500 worth of value. And the regular price for all of these different components in the Platinum is $697. During the event, you can order it for $197, or if you've already upgraded to the Gold package, you can upgrade and get all of these Platinum bonuses only for an additional $100 just for the duration of the series itself. So there are the opportunities to join us, to upgrade, to own the series, to participate in all of these bonuses. We're so happy that you're with us. I feel so honored and so grateful that you are with us today for this special day. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else other than here to share this special day with you. And I'm so grateful for this community and for the opportunity to share all of these amazing tools so that you can have this kind of love in your life, because I know firsthand that having this kind of partnership is a foundation for actualizing and realizing the brilliance, power, magnificence of who you are and the life that you're here to live and the contribution that you're here to make. And I'm so happy and grateful to be on this journey together. Let's join our voices, unmute the lines, and say goodbye. Much love, many blessings. Goodbye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Much love.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to Attract Your Soulmate, the keys conscious, smart, successful women need to know to attract the right partner and create lifelong love. For more information about how you can download the audios, visit artofloveaudios.com. Again, that's artofloveaudios.com. We want to thank our event partners, The Art of Love, today's leading online community for creating and sustaining extraordinary relationships, and Feminine Power, the leading online community, courses, and advanced coaching, facilitation, and leadership trainings designed to support women stepping into their highest possibilities. Find out more at femininepower.com. On behalf of your hosts, Arielle Ford and Claire Zammit, we want to thank you again for participating in this series and send you much support on your journey to lifelong love and happiness with your soulmate.